since third grade.
I'm Will.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Emmy.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Camille.
I'm Sarah Jane.
And I'm Mrs. Burns. Hi, everyone. So today we're here and we're wondering, what is success? This is something we talk a lot about in third grade, and I think people talk a lot about that in life. What does success really mean? I have a feeling it means something different to everyone. What do you guys think?
I think success is when you try hard at something, and then when you accomplish it, you feel very happy, and I think that's success.
I think success is, it doesn't have to be, like, big. Like, say you have, like, a party, and you make the party, and you get the party all together, and no one shows up. I think it's still success, even though nobody showed up, because you still finished it and got it ready.
And you worked hard on it.
It doesn't have to be like our global learning big day, like we talked about last week. We did the live thing, but I don't think anybody really listened to it. But we still our live play. We still finished it, and it was success. Mm-hmm. But even though nobody really listened to the live play, it's still there, and we still finished it and feel good about how we did it. So that's still success.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think about, like, what do you think success will mean to you in your life? So what I mean by that is, like, what in your life makes you feel like a success?
Well, like, I play a lot of sports, and every time I play sports, I always say, well, today I'm going to try to make success for my team or whatever sport I play. So basically, every time I play whatever sport, I would always say, hey, guys, we should try to make success. We should make this work.
What do you mean by success, though?
I mean,
does it always mean, like, winning?
No, I mean, like, we're going to work as a team. I mean, we should work as a team.
We're not going to give up.
Okay,
yeah,
not giving up.
So
success for you in your life means working your hardest on a team sport.
Yeah, never give up.
Anybody else?
I think same. My life is all about soccer, so I think it's the same, which is a team sport. Which it's the same. It's not just winning, it's just working on the team.
I think that teamwork builds up to success. Like, if you're just trying, if, like, one teammate is on your team is just trying to do it all by yourself, like, if you had a goalie that was trying to do it all by itself in soccer, that wouldn't work out, because
like
the goalie needs to protect the goal, and you need other people, like, you need defense to try to get the ball out from the box, and then you need the offense players to go up and help to score the goals. You can't just have one person. You need a team, and you need to work.
So what I think I hear you saying is that Will says that when you work together as a team, you accomplish something together. Harrison said, and you play a part, and you don't give up. And Sarah Jane also, I think, said too, everyone has a part. Like, you can't do it on your own. And I think Camille said that as well. She alluded to that with her team. Does anyone else? I know, Caitlin, you had your hand up. What do you think? Like, what would make, what in your life makes you feel successful?
I go to gymnastics every other day. And I try to get a new skill that I try to do. Like, I would try to get a back walk over on the beam, or I would try to get a cast handstand on the bar.
So, and then how do you feel when you do those things?
I feel good.
How do you feel when you don't do those things, though?
I don't feel as good, but I feel good that I probably accomplished, like, half of it.
Yeah, right? I think that's really important, because one of the things I think that successful people have in common is, like what Harrison said, they don't give up. So if they fail the first time, or even the first 100 times, they still keep going, right? Mm-hmm. And it's easy, like what the example that Caitlin just said. If she says, I'm going to do a back walk over, and then she can't do a back walk over, to get down on yourself and not try again, right? But the reason that you're successful is that you say, okay, I can't do that yet, but I might be able to do it tomorrow. I'm going to try again, right? Yes, Emmy.
I always play Two Scare with my brother in my backyard,
And he's like really good, so he always beats me. But then a couple days ago, I beat him, and then I felt really successful.
Oh, that's good.
So I think I'm thinking about like being unsuccessful.
Mm-hmm.
How to be unsuccessful?
Yeah.
And I think to be unsuccessful is to not try your hardest and give up. Basically the opposite of what we said to be successful.
Yeah.
Practically everything is success if you're trying. If you're trying, everything is success.
Who decides what success is? Like, for example, who decides like what is success in your life? Who decides? Like, does your soccer coach decide if you were successful?
They might say you're not successful, but everyone knows if they're successful for themselves. A lot of coaches are really tough. So you just take that, what the coach said, work harder, but you still know deep inside that you did have success.
Yeah, same with for soccer. Once our team, so we were losing by like 5-0 in soccer. And my coach thought that we were being unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. But then every time when we heard that, we always thought that let's have a way how to be successful. So then we all thought of it. And then once we thought of it, we all came back and we won the game because we talked to each other.
Nolan, what did you want to say?
This podcast could be a big success, and other people might not think that this podcast would be a success. They're probably just like another podcast.
Do you think though that matters? Does it matter?
If you're doing something like maybe you were planning your party, like you said, and your mom and dad were like, well, after nobody came to the party, you're like, we didn't succeed on this party, it didn't work out, this was not a success. And it doesn't, they might say that, but you get to decide if your party was a success. And people, you might be doing something and people like, you were not a success. But that doesn't really matter. You get to decide what you think, and other people can say what they think. They can say what they think, but you always have your opinion.
Exactly.
And maybe someone said, your mom and dad said this wasn't a success, and maybe you thought that too. You agreed with them, but you don't have to agree with everybody.
Absolutely. Do you think it's important, though, to listen? Like, for example, if your coach or someone else who's very meaningful in your life tells you that they think that what you did was not successful, do you think it's important to listen to them and why?
Yes.
Let's hear what Emmy has to say.
It's important to listen to them, but you still have your opinion inside of you. So like if they say you didn't have success, you always have your opinion, so I sort of like what Sarah Jane said.
Absolutely. Is success the only thing that matters?
I mean,
no.
Success can. I mean, success doesn't always matter.
But we talked about the opposite of success, right? I think all of us said when we succeed, we feel what?
We feel bad.
Bad when we succeed?
No.
We feel good.
We feel happy. Right?
When we don't succeed, we feel. We don't feel as good.
We don't feel as good when we don't succeed.
We should feel halfly happy.
You might not be
What do you guys think? Harrison's asking, why do you not feel as good?
I think you don't feel as good because you think negatively about, like, you think that you made a mistake and you think negative, and then negative overcomes your body and makes you think really bad things and say that you didn't be have success. But I think that you should at least feel a little bit like it was a success because you were trying, and mistakes help you learn, and learning is success.
So, but the question I ask though is success more important than anything? What I mean by that is like, Is success the most important thing in your life? Is success more important than money or family or food or a place to live or love? Is success more important than that?
No, because you don't need success to live, but I think that is success is important. Like you might be sad if you don't succeed sometimes. I think you need everything that you just said plus success. I think everything is just the same. You all need those like 100%, because like if you keep on losing a game and you feel like, I didn't win, and you're like, oh, I'm sad, and then you get sad, you're gonna be sad for a long time, and you're not gonna be able to do a lot of things. You're gonna say, oh, I'm just gonna fail on this. And so you need success to be happy, and you need success to be happy, because you need to be happy to live.
Okay, let's hear what Caitlin has to say, because Caitlin had her hand up for a while.
So
and then Harrison.
I think that success in a home is half and half, because you need success to have a home, because you need to succeed in your job to get money. Mm. And then you have to buy a house, and that's success.
Okay. So Harrison, what did you...
So, I kind of want to ask this question to someone.
Yeah.
If you fail... And if you fail at the start of a day, and at the next part of the day you succeed, how would you feel after it? Like,
That's a good question.
I would say that you would feel happy, but then, like, it sort of evens it up, so then you feel like normal, but you're still really happy that you succeeded in the other thing. Like, for an example, if I lost my soccer game and then I won my softball game, I would be happy that I won my softball game, but I would also be not so happy that I didn't win my soccer game, but I would still have success.
So I hear us talking a lot about team sports, though. So what happens when, except for Caitlin was talking about gymnastics, but what does success look like in other areas of your life?
Oh.
Like, what does success look like in your, let's say, in your regular life, like with your friends and stuff, not team sports? Because sometimes it's easy for us to confuse winning with success, right? And so team sports has a lot to do with winning, because you want to win. Everybody wants to win, right? So a lot of times we confuse success with winning. So let's think of some other places in our life and what success might look like there.
Well, you could have like a lemonade stand, and your goal could be to earn like $20 or something, and then you earn that $20, and yeah, that could be success.
Yeah, that could be successful too, right? Is there success without like a thing? I mean by a thing, like without getting money or getting a win, without receiving something, is there success without that?
No.
What do you say? No,
I say no, because even if you're not like receiving something physically, you're receiving you're receiving happiness. You're feeling happy. And yeah.
Okay. That's so happiness, like a feeling, right? Like, for example, if you were to raise money for charity, you're not getting anything.
Like, is there different ways to find success?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, because people sometimes, I'll tell you, adults a lot of the time have a really narrow, like a small idea of what success is, and then if they don't get it, then they become really sad. And they'll be upset that they don't have it, and they'll think, oh, everybody else, why don't I have this? Everybody else has that. And that's not cool, is it? Because success can be so much more. Setting goals for yourself and thinking in different ways can help you be successful. But success isn't just making a lot of money or winning at a sport, right? Sometimes it's just doing a simple thing, like, you know, helping a neighbor or rescuing a dog. Or, you know, anything like that. Shoveling your neighbor's snow. You can feel successful that way, right? Success as a human being. Emmy, did you have something you wanted to say?
I changed my mind.
Okay. Yes, Sarah Jane.
Well, I think that that success doesn't have to be something you do. I think that if you're like, maybe you're thinking about something and before you thought, I don't think that's good, and then you kind of realize that you need to do success, and you realize that you could be happy about you realizing that success can be stuff, and you realize that something is better than you thought it was.
So let's think for a second, because what I want to do is I want to see if we can come up. We were wondering today, what is success? So can we come up with one definition that we all agree on of what success is?
Never give up and always try your hardest.
Okay. And work as a team. And
if you're playing.
If you have a team and don't
try
to do it.
Okay, already that's a lot. That's more than one sentence what we have right there. Let's try to make it like even more concise, even shorter, but right to the point.
Trying hard.
Teamwork and trying your best.
Is it always teamwork, though?
No.
No, I don't think it is always teamwork. I know.
Trying
your best.
Trying your best and do your part.
And don't give up.
Trying your best.
And don't
give up. What about, do you think setting goals is important? Because what if you're trying your best and you're not giving up, but your goal is, I think today I'm just going to sit on this couch all day.
Oh, sports.
Or I think during writing, I'm not going to write. I'm just going to draw on my paper. And like, is that success? I mean, these are good questions. Is that success? Because that's a goal, right?
Yeah,
and you're not giving up. You're doing it.
Success is also sportsmanship.
Success isn't always good sometimes for you. And because, like you just said, if you just want to sit on the couch all day watching TV or not writing, that is success, but it's not good for you. And so I would say success.
I think success depends on your goals, right?
Yeah. It might not be success. It will be success, but it won't be good success. You don't want to lay on the couch all day. It will be success, but it won't be good success.
It'll be success in the sense that you achieved what you set out to achieve. Mm-hmm.
There's this one book, most of us know it. It's called, we'll rephrase it as it's like a make your mark and see where it takes you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
the girl never give up. The girl never give up. And, at the start she gave up and she learned from that.
Gave up, yeah.
And then she was doing all kinds of stuff at the end. And she teaches another person how to succeed.
I have one question.
Yeah.
What helps you become successful?
That's a really good question. What do you think does help you?
So, if you think that you can be only successful, like we said, this is what we said like a lot of times now, what can help you be successful if you think that you can't be successful is like your friends or teammates, because say in a sport that you really wanted to be successful, but you couldn't, and if you just get help.
But let's think about it outside of a team sense, because I don't want people to get the impression, because it's easy to get the impression that being successful is winning and being part of a team. So what, Camille, repeat your question.
What things help you be successful?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's stop Caitlin, and then I want to hear more about that because I like that response.
In the book, Make Your Mark.
Yeah.
She painted a dot because she didn't think she could do it. But then when she saw her teacher hang it up in the prettiest case, she said, "I can do better than that." And she succeeded.
Interesting.
And then she, at the end, she followed her, and she thought, and mm-hmm. and she didn't give up after that. Mm-hmm. She started by giving up, but then she thought, well, I can do better than that. Okay. And she tried her hardest, and she didn't
give up.
Trying
her hardest and never giving up.
And she, her art was all in a museum, and she helped the boy.
That's great.
She started.
Okay, so Harrison, go back to your thought.
I was going to say, what helps you is your spirit and not to give up. Like, your spirit makes you push yourself to the max. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So I think that if we were going to make one definition of success, we could say success is, everybody just is going to add one word, okay? So think about it for a second.
Oh, I know.
So you're just going to finish the sentence. Success is... Will. Success is...
Sportsmanship.
Success is...
Never giving up.
Never giving up. Success is...
When you accomplish something and you think you did something big and, yeah.
Okay. Success is...
When you do good on something but you still might lose...
Okay. Success is?
Trying your hardest.
Success is?
Positiveness.
Say it again?
Positiveness. Being positive.
Positiveness. Yeah, we didn't really talk about that, did we?
No.
That has a lot to do with it, doesn't it? Being positive and being confident.
Because if you're just negative, then there is no success because you're not believing in yourself.
Exactly.
Like Harrison said.
Believe in yourself, yeah. Sarah Jane?
Listen to other people and what they think about it, but... Also have your opinion and believe in your opinion about something.
Really great. That's good. Okay, so thanks so much for listening this week to the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade. Don't forget to download our mood management app. It's called Mood Monsters Yoga Workshop. It is available on the App Store. It is free. It's an app that we created here in Mrs. Burns' third grade. Also, Global Learning Big Day was today. Global Learning Big Day was an event that we held where we had kids from all over make videos teaching how to do something that they're really good at. So be sure to check out our video playlist on YouTube. You can go to our website and Mrs. Burns D90 at Weebly or .weebly.com, and we will direct you to the YouTube channel. All right, so thank you so much. I hope you all have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks for letting me be on the podcast. Bye.
What is success to you?